After beating the Walsh Cavaliers in the NCAA Midwest quarterfinals of men's basketball yesterday with a dramatic comeback win, the LSSU men's basketball team now sets their sights on the Upper Iowa Peacocks in the semifinals. Upper Iowa pulled off an upset yesterday, knocking off Kentucky Wesleyan and the Kentucky Wesleyan Panthers to reach day two in Indy today. It's the NCAA Men's Basketball Division II Midwest Regionals at the Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis, Indiana, as the 7 seeds, the Upper Iowa Peacocks, take on the 6 seeds, Lake Superior State University Lakers. And with that, good Sunday afternoon, basketball fans, from Nickerson Hall on the campus of Indianapolis University here in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm Dave Watson. If you turned off yesterday's Laker game with, about 7 minutes left, you were surprised to find out the Lake Show won to get to today, because the taps were warming up, last rites of the season speech were being crafted, and then what can happen in sports, folks, from time to time, things changed dramatically. First, Lake State started asserting themselves on the glass defensively. Xander Okerlund and Hunter Soper hit some big-time threes, coupled with a 15-1 run by the Lakers, and voila, they were back in it, and to a tune of 74-72 in the final score, LSSU knocking off the Walsh Cavaliers to get to day two of this Midwest Region tournament here in Indianapolis. Devin Womack took over from there in the latter stages. The junior point guard hit some clutch shots and big free throws. Womack led all Lakers scorers with 19 points. Xander Okerlund, who had 13 points for the Lakers in the contest, in that 13 points, Xander eclipsed the 1,000-point mark for his stellar career at Lake Superior State, as he did that with his second three of the game to get him at that particular time to 6 points on the day. He ended up with 13, and he was able to get to the century mark with 6 points. He had some critical threes down the stretch, part of that comeback, along with Hunter Soper. Lakers also had some big turnovers as well, and that was critical for the Lakers to be able to get back in this game. Upper Iowa, the Lakers' opponent from Fayette, Iowa, located towards the northeast corner of the state of Iowa, just over 3,000 in population for the student population at that school. Upper Iowa Peacocks, 22-9 on the season overall, 15-5 in the Great Lakes Valley Conference. Peacocks finished second in the GLVC to the top seed in the region and the host of this Midwest Regional, Indianapolis University. Upper Iowa was led the Kentucky Wesleyan Panthers the majority of the way yesterday, and they were able to, was Kentucky. Kentucky Wesleyan made it close towards the end, but not enough for the Panthers as they were chasing the game towards the end, and the Peacocks were able to win the game and move on to today to take on the Lakers here in this one. Jake Hilmer, who is their top scorer for Upper Iowa, led all Peacocks with 32 points. Nick Reed was Upper Iowa's best rebounder. He had 10 boards in that win for the Peacocks. Upper Iowa likes up-tempo, folks. They like to get things going in the transition game, and they will try to do that and try to keep the pace going at a frenetic rate. They like to do that. That's in their wheelhouse. So it will be interesting how the Lakers and Coach Henega crafts a defensive as far as game plan to try to combat that. And we shall see how that goes. The Lakers come in here pretty loose. They're pretty excited about that comeback win. They have that never-say-die attitude to be able to get the win to move on to day two here in this one, as the Lakers will take on the Upper Iowa Peacocks here in this Midwest Regional semifinal here at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis. We'll have more pregame in a moment, and we'll take a two-minute timeout and come back with more Laker men's basketball pregame from Nickerson Hall. It's the Midwest Region semifinals. Upper Iowa taking on Lake Superior State. We'll be back in 2 minutes on News Talk 1400. Back in Laker pregame here at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis, as I'm Dave Watson. Our broadcast engineer is Tiffany Stratton, working our variable resistors here today for us, as she is back at the News Talk 1400 studios just outside the city of Sault Ste. Marie, as the Lakers get ready to take on Upper Iowa. The night session games from yesterday's quarterfinals, by the way, folks, top-seeded Indianapolis in action yesterday, as they took on 8-seed William Jewell. That game ended up closer than the way the game was going up until the end. 71-65, Indianapolis ended up winning that game. They had a huge first half lead, and William Jewell cut it down to 6. 71-65, Greyhounds win. They were up by as many as 16 early on in that game. William Jewell cut it down to single digits, but the Hounds had enough to win, winning by 6. The final game of the day, a pair of GLIAC teams met. Ferris State controlled the game over Northern Michigan Bulldogs, who lost both regular season contests to the Wildcats. And however, Ferris State won the GLIAC tournament, and they were GLIAC tournament champions, and they won that one going away yesterday as they knock off Northern Michigan, and pretty much wasn't close. It was all Ferris State in that one. So the Bulldogs will take on Indianapolis in the second semifinal at that contest following this one. In the second semifinal, so should tip off around 7:30. The winner of this game plays the winner of the next game on Tuesday in the Midwest Region Championship game here at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis for the right to go to the Elite Eight in Evansville, Indiana, and coming up, of course, here in the aforementioned future. LSSU men's basketball head coach Steve Henniga talked yesterday about how the game against Walsh turned around in that game as the Lakers took on the Walsh Cavaliers.
I think it was just trying to keep them in front of us. We thought some of their bench players especially were getting by us off the dribble. We certainly wanted to contain them. They have such good players that they can get by you in any given notice, and they get by so many people because of their great three-point shooting. So trying to keep them in front of us was job A. Job B was to not let their shooters get loose, and too many times we let Kobe Mitchell get loose, and he hit some key threes to kind of keep separation from us. But I thought the biggest key maybe was the last 8 minutes. We just started keeping them in front of us, and then we really did a much better job the last 8 minutes rebounding the ball, which we've gotten ourselves switched out a little bit. Some of their guys were just crashing, and we were not getting those loose ball rebounds, those 50-50 balls that we pride ourselves in. Once we started getting those, that's when that lead really diminished, and we came back and tied it and then took the lead late.
I thought Coach made a very good point about fronting and rebounds. They were a major key for the Lake Show. They struggled until they made that adjustment, especially on the backside rebound. And once they were able to get things going, they certainly were able to get going. And they, of course, have a strong perimeter game to the Lakers, and that certainly helped them as far as coming back to win the game. Senior Laker guard Xander Okerlund spoke on staying the course yesterday and how playing so early at noon and a noon tip was an adjustment, but also that has its pluses as well, as Xander spoke.
It feels great, being down most of the second half. I don't think any of us really thought that there was a point where we were going to lose. We just had to start turning around and start playing more how we've been playing all year. Being the first game was definitely a challenge. I don't think we've played this early ever this year, so that was a little bit of a challenge, but it also gives us a lot of time off to watch the next games coming up and get off our feet and rest up. So
Okerlund was a big factor with that in that game, of course, along with Hunter Soper, to get back in for the Lakers. The ability to hit the three with consistency that can get you in range in a hurry. Steve Henniga, the Lakers head coach, expressed how scoring balance has been a key all season long, and sure-handed play from junior point guard Devin Womack, his ability to protect the basketball, was a major factor yesterday in that win over Walsh.
Well, first thing I'd say is balance. We literally have all five starters average double figures, and that's, I've coached long enough. Obviously, I had hair when I started to tell you how long I've been into this game, but you go up against a team that have five guys that can score the ball, and you can't help off of one guy particularly. That's a major challenge, and we have that. And even our guys off the bench can come in at any given point. We have three or four guys off the bench that are capable of double figures as well. So that would be the first thing I would say. And I would piggyback that Devin was our leading scorer today. But I mean, as a point guard, he turned the game around for us, and in many spots had 9 assists, 0 turnovers. So you want to talk about a coach's dream. I mean, the kid led us in scoring, which is great. I mean, as Dev said, I don't care who scores the points. Okay, but I love that our guys take care of the ball. And we had six turnovers at half, and we ended up with 8. So we ended up with 16 assists, 8 turnovers. That's phenomenal play by our team. And the guy to my right here that had the ball in his hands most really took care of the ball tonight. And I think if you talk about a one possession game, which that was, I mean, that's one or two possessions the other way, we turned it over one or two more times, we lose that game. So hats off to Devin and our guys taking care of the ball.
Womack, of course, was steady, and having the ball handler be steady and not turn the ball over was really key for the Lakers and put them in a good spot to win that game. Looking at players to key on today, folks, for Upper Iowa, Jake Hilmer averages 24.3 points a game. Noah King averages 17.4 a game. Nick Reed, their best rebounder, he grabs 6.7 boards a game. Common opponents, Upper Iowa lost to Northern Michigan 85-75. Lake State fell, split rather, with the regular season GLIAC champions during the course of the regular season, losing by two at the Berry Center in Marquette and winning, of course, at the Coop and giving at that point Northern Michigan their first loss in league play when they were able to get that victory over the NMU Wildcats. The Peacocks defeated Michigan Tech 93-87, while the Lake Show swept the Huskies during the course of the regular season. Upper Iowa beat Southwest Minnesota State by two. Lake State defeated the same opponent, Southwest Minnesota State, in the Just a Game Classic back before the holidays. It's 67-61 there. Upper Iowa lost 2 of 3 to Lewis, while the Lakers lost to Lewis in one contest a day before New Year's Eve on December 30th. On December 30th, it was the only one of two losses the Lakers had at home all season, the only regular season loss at the Coop. The other one, of course, was a tournament game against the Wayne State Warriors in action as well through the course of the year. We will take one more timeout. We'll take a minute and a half timeout and come back. Lineups in the tip forthcoming. It's the Midwest Region semifinals back in 90 seconds. Upper Iowa taking on Lake Superior State from Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis. Stick and stay back in 90 seconds on News Talk 1400. Back at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis as we're ready for the start of this game momentarily. Lineups coming up. Upper Iowa, the seven seeds out of the Great Lakes Valley Conference, taking on Lake Superior State. Here, the six seeds. Upper Iowa, 22-9 in the course of the regular season. That's their overall record. Well, if you go with, as well, league tournament and NCAA games, 15-5 in the GLVC. They were second in the Great Lakes Valley Conference to the host of this regional, of course, Indianapolis University. We're ready for the lineups here and then the tip. Upper Iowa in their dark blue or black uniforms with the light blue, kind of an aqua blue trim and white trim for Upper Iowa for this game here. The Upper Iowa Peacocks, as they beat Kentucky Wesleyan yesterday, their starting lineup looks like this. Starting will be Nick Reed. He's a forward at 6'7 from Central City, Iowa. And he, of course, there's their top rebounder for Upper Iowa. For Lake Superior State, number 11, Kingsley Perkins, 6'8, junior from Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor Huron High School. Had a pretty good game yesterday. Just steady was Kingsley in that game for the Lakers yesterday. Also for Upper Iowa, they will start number 4. That is Kyle Hernser. Hernser is a 6'5", 220 sophomore from Farmington, Minnesota, and he will be in the backcourt for Upper Iowa. Hunter Soper, number 33 for the Lakers. He will be at a forward position. The junior from Lexington, Michigan, had a very good game yesterday, had some big-time threes to help the Lakers come back in that contest yesterday. Number 7, Noah King, he is in the backcourt, had a good game yesterday. Second in scoring, average at 17.4 points a game for the Peacocks. 6'2", 200 pounds, and a sophomore from Caledonia, Minnesota. Number 4 for Lake State is in the starting lineup. He's at a guard, 6'5", junior from Ann Arbor, Huron, and Ypsilanti, and that's Tyson Edmondson for the Lakers. Number 12 for Upper Iowa is Caleb Delzell. He is 6'9", 225 from Comanche, Iowa, and Kirkwood Community College. Delzell is in the starting lineup for Upper Iowa. He's number 12. For the Lakers, number 24, Xander Okerlund, went on over 1,000 in his career. The senior 6'5 from Empire, Michigan, in the lineup for the Lakers. Number 15 for Upper Iowa, their top scorer, Jake Hilmer, 5'11 junior guard from Walker, Iowa, and also the starting point guard for the Lakers, and he was key yesterday. Coach talked about his ability to protect the basketball along with his ability to facilitate the basketball. He had 16 assists, and that's, of course, Devin Womack. He's number 0. He's 6'2", 185 from Ann Arbor Huron High School in Ypsilanti, Michigan. And Upper Iowa in those black uniforms with the light blue and white trim. They'll move from right to left as seen on your radio dial. Their head coach is Brooks McCohen. He is in his 11th year at the helm of Upper Iowa's men's basketball program. For Lake Superior State, they're in their home whites today. They probably didn't think they were going to get to wear their home whites, but because Upper Iowa upset Kentucky Wesleyan, the Lakers are the designated home team. We're in the home whites with the blue trim, blue lettering, and the blue numerals here today with the gold trim on the sides of the jerseys. The Lakers will move from left to right as seen on your radio dial. Steve Hennig is the head coach, 17th year at the helm. Josh Hensel and Trent Davis, the assistants. We're ready for Midwest Regional semifinal basketball. For the tip, number 12, Delzell and Perkins. For the Lakers, and it's controlled by Lake Superior. Devin Womack moving from left to right as seen on the radio dial. Gets it to Soper. Okerlund, swing pass right wing side Edmondson. Free throw line extended. Now it's Perkins back to Womack. Womack over to Soper. Back to Womack, dribble drive up top, and he nearly lost the handle. Goes down low on the block to Perkins to the right side. Now Kingsley, little shoulder semi, twirls around, puts it up over Noah King, up and in off the glass. Lakers on the board first, 2-0, 30 seconds into this basketball game. Now here comes Upper Iowa. They'll bring the ball down. Number 15, that's Jake Hilmer. Hilmer, dribble drive right hand, dishes off to King. King swings it around, back to Hilmer. He's their top scorer. Dribbles behind the back now. He's double teamed. Edmondson comes up on him. Now Hilmer looking for a seam, can't find it. Kicks it back outside Nick Reed. The long shot, no good. Rebound, Lakers. Okerlund gets there. Kicks it on the outlet, now to Womack. In transition, left wing side. For three, there's Edmondson from the sideline, and he drains that. The Lakers are up 5-0 early on, a minute into the basketball game. Here comes Upper Iowa. They'll bring the ball down the floor. They'll move to the left wing side. Nice move, and Perkins swats that away all the way to the top row of the bleachers as he got a paw on that one and denied Hilmer, and a big swat there by the junior forward there. He timed that perfectly. The 18:50 to go. Opening half, 5-0 Lakers. It will be Peacock's ball underneath. They get it to Noah King down low in the corner. Now this is King. He has Soper on it. Kicks it back outside. They go at the charity stripe. This is Reed bullying his way on Okerlund. Puts it up. Nice move off the glass and in as he gets the friendly roll. 5-2 Lakers. 18 and a half to go in the half. Now Womack brings the ball down to the right wing sideline in front of the Peacock's bench to Tyson. Tyson Edmondson, dribble drive right hand. Kicks it back, right sideline. Womack on the wing, down low baseline. This is Perkins. He twirls through the lane, continues his right hand dribble, kicks it off to Okerlund. Okerlund, hands check, kicks it back outside. Now Perkins with the ball. Perkins down low, stops and pops off the rim and out. Rebound Lakers, Soper. Nice rebound off to Okerlund, off the glass, no good. Rebound Nick Reed. He quickly kicks it out for Upper Iowa. Here come the Peacocks. Hilmer, reach in foul on Edmondson. He was going for a strip. 18:04 to go, opening half, 5-2 Lakers, and a quick foul on the floor foul for Edmondson here in this game, and a 5-2 Laker lead. Noah King on the inbounds, kicks it off to Hilmer. Hilmer has Edmondson on him. Crossover dribble now at the charity stripe. He'll stop. Kick it back outside on the perimeter, Noah King. He slips. That could have been a travel there. He stops off the back iron. Rebound Okerlund. Nice play to volley it off his right hand back to himself. And Xander will bring the ball down. He looks to Coach Hennega, gets an instruction. Now across half court. Okerlund at the charity stripe. He'll swing it back. Left side Soper. Bad pass. Stolen by Hilmer. Ill-advised. Perkins didn't have the positioning for that. To get that pass, Hilmer with the steal, he'll drive in, kicks it left corner, baseline three, that's good for Reed, and we're tied at five. Nick Reed able to hit that 5-5 game, 17:20 to go in the opening half. A turnover, and then Upper Iowa hits a three. Now Womack brings the ball down. Dribble drive right hand out to Perkins. Perkins right wing side, a foot outside the perimeter. Soper back out to Devin. Now Womack kicks it back outside, looks for a seam, will drive the middle of the lane, changes directions and blocked by Delzell. Now Delzell for the Peacocks, kicks it off to Hilmer. Hilmer brings it off for Upper Iowa, swings it out, right wing side. Delzell for three, off the rim. Rebound, Nick Reed underneath, and a whistle on the play, and a stoppage. 16:54 to go in the half and a 5-5 game and a foul on the Lakers. It's going to be on Womack, his first. And that will send an on-the-floor foul here with Upper Iowa underneath the basket. Two inbounds, 16:54 to go in the half, 5-5 game. Now Nick Reed on the inbounds. Reed lobs it outside, Delzell. Delzell now over to King. King on the right wing side. King with Soper defending. He'll dribble to his left hand. He'll turn, look, open shot up off the rim. No good. The rebound. Lakers come down with it. Tyson Edmondson, and here comes Lake Superior in a 5-5 game early on. Womack brings it down. Left sideline. He'll rotate right wing side up top. Edmondson on the wing. Perkins right wing side. Kingsley now dribble drive right hand. He'll look. He'll facilitate the ball to Okerlund on the baseline. Now he'll kick it back out Edmondson. Edmondson open lane goes up to the right hand. No good. Rebound. Volleyed around Upper Iowa. Here come the Peacocks. 5-5 game. 16:15 to go. Opening half. Upper Iowa with the ball now. Stopping and popping in the lane. Pull up jumper. Hilmer. And the Peacocks have their first lead. 7-5. 16 minutes to go in the opening half. Devin Womack walks the ball up the floor. Womack, left sideline, Soper. Soper, one dribble. Up top now, Okerlund swings it out. Womack, Womack gets stripped of the ball, and there's a steal, and this is Hilmer, puts it up, and it is good. And the transition layup for Jake Hilmer, and it's 9-5 off the turnover by the Lakers, a four-point Upper Iowa lead. Edmondson kicks it off, Okerlund, Soper. Soper back out to Perkins, another steal. And now here come the Peacocks again, number four. This is played over to Kyle Hernser. Hernser with the steal, able to get it to Reed, back to Hernser. Now they'll get it back out to Hilmer for Upper Iowa, up by four, 9-5. He'll dribble left hand. He'll stop in the lane at the charity stripe. He'll go right wing side. Now Reed. Reed has Womack on him. Back out to King. Swing pass out Reed. For the right side, three, no good. Rebound underneath goes to Hernser. Delzell for three from the left wing side. And it's 12-5 Upper Iowa. And they have a big lead and a timeout on the floor. 14:59 to go in the half. And a 12-5 Upper Iowa lead. This is similar to yesterday when the Lakers started off fast. This situation, they had a 5-0 lead. But all of a sudden, Upper Iowa with a 12-0 run, and they have a 12-5 lead with 14:59 to go in the half. So a game of streaks so far, 5-0 Lakers on the five-point run, and then a 12-0 run here in the last little bit by Upper Iowa. And the Peacocks have the 12-5 lead with 14:59 to go here in the half. They're hitting a couple threes. The biggest key, too, Lakers turning over the basketball with a couple steals and transition buckets the other way for the Peacocks. Dave Watson here at Nickerson Hall on the campus of Indianapolis, Indiana, or Indianapolis University in Indianapolis, Indiana. Our broadcast engineer today is Tiffany Stratton, working our variable resistors for us. 12-5 Upper Iowa leading the Lakers here with 14:59 to go in the first half, and a timeout on the floor. Lakers wanted to talk things over here in this game that has been a game of streaks here early on. Ferris State will play the host, Indianapolis University, in the second semifinal after this one commences here at Nickerson Hall this evening. 5 o'clock tip for the first game here of this Midwest Regional semifinal. Now the Lakers, moving from left to right, will come out. Left to right as seen on your radio dial. Perkins, along with Andy Soma, coming into the game with Devin Womack and Tyson Edmondson and Adam Herakow, the young freshman from Edmonton, Alberta. He will inbound the ball momentarily. Okerlund and Soper will get a breather as Herakow will inbound the ball with 14:59 to go in the opening quarter in a 12-5 lead here for the Peacocks. Lakers ball, Soma. Soma to Womack. Womack dribble drive right hand. He'll switch to his right. Now kicks it over to the right corner for a corner three. That's good off the baseline for Edmondson. And it's a 12-8 ball game. Upper Iowa up by four. 14:40 to go in the half. Hilmer walks the ball up the floor for Upper Iowa. Hilmer defended by Soma. Now Hilmer. Hilmer now behind the back pass. Delzell for the left side for three. And that's good from downtown for number 12, Caleb Delzell, the senior from Comanche, Iowa, and that makes it 15-8 for the Peacocks. Edmondson hands off to Womack. Womack right side, he switches hands, puts it up, it's short, the follow, Perkins won't go, rebound, Upper Iowa comes down with it, whistle on the play, they'll call a jump ball, arrow goes to the Peacocks. 14-11 to go in the half, 15-8 Upper Iowa with the lead here in Indianapolis. Now Nick Reed on the inbounds. He'll get the ball now off to number 15. This is Jake Hilmer. Hilmer has Soma defending him. Hilmer across half court. He'll switch up top. Now up high in the post right side. Tough shot. Hilmer up and in. 17-8, lead is 9, the largest Peacock lead of the day. Early on, Soma. Soma off to Womack. Womack left side across half court. Devin now, his pass knocked away, and a whistle on the play. Looks like contact made on the play. And a stoppage underneath. It will be the Lakers rather on that sideline. On the inbounds, it will be Hirakow to inbound it. Now they inbound it. The foul went to number 5 for Northern Iowa, Maddox Griffin, into the game. Now baseline runner up and in. Left side, Edmondson connects. 17-10, Upper Iowa lead. 13.5 to go in the opening half. Peacocks at the ball. Cross half court. This is Hilmer. Hilmer defended by Soma. Hilmer up top now. And a good ball handler he is. He switches, puts it up and in. Tough shot for Hilmer. He connects on that one. It's 19-10, Upper Iowa, with 13:15 to go here in the first half. Lakers at the ball across half court. Now Edmondson, left sideline, Hirakow. Hirakow, Perkins. Perkins, swing pass, gets it to Soma. Soma, free throw line extended. Womack, dribble drive, left hand, bounce pass to Perkins, underneath to the right hand, up and in. Nice little backdoor cutter there by Kingsley. 19-12 ball game. Peacocks with the lead. 12:50 to go, opening half. Hilmer driving through everybody. Kicks it over and turns it over, though. Bad pass, picked up. Lakers in transition, Edmondson. He'll go to the right hand, up, no good. The follow-up in it for Perkins, and it's 19-14. The Peacocks with a 5-point lead. Lakers a full-court presser by Soma. Soma right on Hilmer. Now he's staying right with him, and they'll call a reach-in foul on Andy. And with 12:28 to go, Soma picks up a foul. 19-14, Lakers trail Upper Iowa. It's on the floor foul as they will get a substitution here. Hernser will come back into the game for Upper Iowa, and they'll get Nick Reed out. Lakers now will not counter. They'll stay with the five that they have out there for the last couple of minutes. 19-14, Upper Iowa with the lead, and they have the ball. Right wing side, Hilmer for three, in and out. And finally misses, and the rebound to Perkins. Edmondson in transition, outlet, right wing side, Soma from the right sideline for three off the front half of the rim. King tried to grab the rebound, it went out of bounds. Laker ball, 12:09 to go in the half, and a 5-point Upper Iowa lead. Lakers now will inbound it underneath their own basket. 12:09 left here in the half. The opening half, now it's Womack. Womack underneath, needs to get it inbounds, and he lobs it out to Perkins towards half court. Kingsley kicks it out to Tyson. Edmondson now from the left sideline. King is on him. He'll hand off to Womack. Womack up top now with the ball, dribble drive, right hand. He'll go inside. Nice move to his left, up and in. Nice play by the junior guard as Womack hits that shot, changing direction off the left hand. Hilmer dribbles behind the back. Now at the charity stripe, he'll kick it down low. Now Upper Iowa with the ball, loose ball stripped away. We're gonna get a rugby scrum for the ball. Back out to King, free throw line extended. That's off the rim, rebound Lakers. 19-16 Upper Iowa, 11.5 to go in the half. Womack brings the ball down, left wing side. Now Devin trailing through the lane. He's double teamed, in trouble, tied up, comes away with it, puts it up and in, off the glass. Tough shot for Womack. Hennega wanted a foul there. And I agree with the coach. But it didn't matter. Womack hit the shot. He wanted the and one. 19-18, Upper Iowa by one. Now Hilmer. Hilmer underneath. Bad pass picked off. There's Perkins in the lane. Good defensive play by Kingsley, the defensive player of the year out of the GLIAC. Edmondson now. Swing pass, right wing sideline. Soma back out to Tyson. Dribble drive left hand. Now in the lane. Kicks it over to the left corner on the baseline. Womack open lane. Changes direction to his right hand. Reverse layup. What a play by Devin. And the Lakers retake the lead. 20-19, Laker lead with 10:45 to go in the first half. Upper Iowa walks the ball up the floor. Hilmer. Hilmer now with the ball. 8-0 Laker run so far in this stretch. Left side for three. That's over the rim. No good. It goes out of bounds off of the Peacocks. Laker ball. Lakers have an 8-0 run going. They've retaken the lead 20-19, 10:34 to go. There's a break in the action at the Nickerson Hall. We will pause as well. Lakers up by one. 8-0 lead or 8-0 run for them so far in this last stretch. Back in 1 minute on News Talk 1400. Game of streaks, and the Laker men up 20-19. They are in the midst of an 8-0 run, and they're led by a three-headed monster so far in this game. Tyson Edmondson with 8 points. Then you have Kingsley Perkins and Devin Womack. They're the three Lakers that have scored in this game. They're the only three that have scored, and they have been able to multitude that into 20 points, and they have a 20-19 lead. Does Lake Superior and the Lakers have the ball? Womack at the charity stripe. Perkins twirling through the lane. Kingsley puts it up. No good. Foul on Upper Iowa. Looks like Delzell's going to get that foul call. He's a big, thick young lad. Caleb Delzell, number 12, 6'9", 225. Look, built like a tight end, too. He's beefy, but that's muscle, too. I mean, he's got a good wide shoulders on him. And built like a brick house there. Certainly is the case. It's a foul on Delzell, his first. Perkins gets it off the front half to squeak through. And it's 21-19 Lakers. 2-point lead after Perkins hits the free throw. Omar Suleiman will come into the game for the Lakers. Suleiman checking in for Tyson Edmondson, who has been huge for the Lakers with those 8 points leading the way here so far. 21-19, Lakers with a 2-point edge. 10:21 to go in the half. Perkins hit the first free throw. Now here comes the second one to try to make it a 3-point Laker lead. Perkins takes his time. Nothing but nylon. 22-19 Lakers. 10:21 to go here in the half. Upper Iowa walks the ball up the floor. Noah King. King will direct traffic, working the point. Hunter Soper defends. Now dribble drive right hand for King. He'll stop. Now in the lane, Hernser. Left wing side. They'll drive the lane. Back inside. That shot blocked. Perkins got a paw on it. Comes out to King for three. In and out rebound. Delzell tried to tip it. Saved by Nick Reed. Reed in the corner with the ball. Now Reed will get it off to number 22. That is Austin Hilmer in the game. Now there's a chance underneath. Hilmer goes after it. And Okerlund came down with the ball. And a whistle on the play. Laker ball and a foul on Upper Iowa underneath. And that is going to be the second foul on Delzell, and they'll get him out of the game. And Jake Hilmer will check back in for Upper Iowa. Laker ball up by three, 22-19, 9:51 to go in the first half of play. That was the second foul of the game on Caleb Delzell. Now Womack, cross half court, left wing side on the sideline, Okerlund. Now free throw line extended, Perkins. Right wing side of the perimeter now, Soper. Back out to Suleiman. Omar with the ball. Omar now back pedals. Crossover dribble to his left wing side. Now he'll go down low. Suleiman, he'll power his way up. Nice move by Omar up and in off the left hand as he was able to get that away from Austin Hilmer and hit the shot. 24-19, Lakers by five. Jake Hilmer with the ball. Jake underneath, Womack defending, fronting him nicely. Kicks it back outside to Nick Reed. Reed drives the right wing, kicks it over to the right corner on the perimeter. Now Austin underneath to Hernser. Hernser with the ball underneath to a streaky Noah King. Off the right-hand layup, up and in. 24-21, Lakers by three. 9 minutes to go here in the first half of play. Womack, Perkins. Perkins, now Okerlund. Okerlund with the ball. Okerlund hanging on to the right-wing side. This is Perkins. Perkins on the baseline, Hernser defends, puts a little shoulder into him. Kingsley does, puts another shoulder into him, powers his way inside, kicks it out. Free throw line extended, Womack. Right wing side, Okerlund. Shot clock down to five, Womack stumbling. Contact and a foul on Upper Iowa. It's going to be on Hernser. That's Kyle Hernser, the 6'5 sophomore from Farmington, Minnesota. And Eddington will come back into there. Edmondson will come back into the game. Perkins will get a breather. Kingsley's playing a strong basketball game here today. As you would expect from one of your team leaders, 8:37 to go in the half. 24-21. Lakers right now with a 3-point lead. Womack kicks it back outside. Now Edmondson with the ball. Edmondson now works it over, left sideline. This is Tyson Edmondson. Edmondson back out to Soper. Soper now up top, Devin Womack. Womack, right wing side, stops and pops. It's off the iron. Soper with a nice play to tap it out to Suleiman for the Lakers. And now Suleiman has it with a fresh shot clock. Now Omar. Omar inside, gets his pocket picked, but it comes to Soper. Hunter now swings it left side. Left sideline, there's Suleiman from downtown for Omar. And it's a 27-21 Laker lead with 8 minutes to go in the half. Now back comes Jake Hilmer. Hilmer drives the lane over Soper, partially blocked. Loose ball, they battle underneath. and it's picked up by the Lakers in transition into the front court. Edmondson, he has numbers, but he threw it too high for his partner in crime there, Suleiman, off his hand and out of bounds. Stoppage in play. Lakers with a 27-21 lead, and the Laker faithful are loving this, and we get a timeout break in the action here as it is a 17-2 run by the Lakers, and they have the 27-21 lead over Upper Iowa here at Nickerson Hall. We will pause as well. 17-2 run by the Lakers, and they're up by 6, 27-21 on News Talk 1400. Powered by a 17-2 run that the Lakers are in the midst of right now. The Laker men lead by 6, 27-21 over the Upper Iowa Peacocks. 7:50 left here in this first half of play as Upper Iowa will bring the ball down the floor across half court. This is played by Jake Hilmer. Hilmer, left wing side. Hilmer, dribble drive up behind the post over Okerlund. Tough shot up and in. He can stroke it, no question. Cuts it down to 4, 27-23 Lakers with 7.5 to go in the half. Soma, Soper, Edmondson on the left sideline with the ball. Now stops and pops in. He drains it from downtown. Tyson Edmondson with a big shot by the Lakers. The 6'5 junior hits another big three. The Lakers have a 30-23 lead. Foul on the floor. It will go to Edmondson. 7-point Laker lead, 7:12 to go in the half. That's Tyson's second foul of the game. As on the sideline, this will be Noah King to inbound. Into the game for the Lakers, Nito Carter-Smith. Carter-Smith will come in for the Lakers as Edmondson will get a breather. Now on the sideline, they inbound it. Hilmer off to Noah King. Now King, King with the ball up top, dribbles to his left hand. Now King now goes to the left wing side. Nino Carter-Smith defending. Now the help defense there by Soper. King kicks it right corner, baseline three, Reed in and out. Rebound, Lakers. It goes into the hands of Okerlund. Carter-Smith able to help that there. And now Nino brings the ball down, works the point guard position, kicks it off to Hunter. Hunter Soper, Lakers up by 7, 30-23, 6:40 to go in the half. Left wing side, Suleiman. Suleiman, reach in foul there by Hernser in Upper Iowa. Oh no, offensive foul on the Lakers. It's on Suleiman, and 6:36 to go in the half, and a 7-point Laker lead. Upper Iowa will get the ball back. Noah King on the inbounds, gets it off to Hilmer. Now Hilmer brings the ball down. Hilmer, dribble drive behind the back, trying to get away from Carter-Smith. Nice move, he blew right by him to the right hand, up and in. 5-point Laker lead, 30-25, 6:50 to go here in the half. Now Carter-Smith to Soper. Soper kicks it right back outside. Soper with the ball, rather, hanging onto it, hands off to Soma. Dino Carter-Smith. Now Carter-Smith, shot clock down to 10. A little crossover dribble on King. Right wing side, Womack. Womack with the ball. 5-point Laker lead. Shot clock down to 5. Womack puts it up off the glass. Tough shot and ends. Devin Womack. Boy, he worked for that one. 32-25. Lakers up by 7. 5:40 to go here in the half. Hilmer nearly had Carter-Smith strip it. Underneath, this is Reed truly through the lane. Powered his way inside with sole contact. Foul of the Lakers. 5:36 left in the half. And a 32-25 Laker lead. Nino Carter-Smith will leave. Kingsley Perkins back in. 5:36 to go here in the first half of play. And Noah King will inbound underneath the Upper Iowa basket. King over the right corner for three. Finds a man over the rim. No good for the Peacocks. That was Christian Hafner. And went over the rim. Rebound to the Lakers. Now Womack. Womack with the ball. Swing pass right wing side, Andy Soma. Soma hangs onto it now. Soma rotates middle of the floor, Xander Okerlund. Okerlund now back out left wing sideline. There's Soma in and out. It nearly went. Now it was a long three. Back into the hands of Upper Iowa. 7-point Laker lead, 32-25 with just 5 minutes left here in the quarter. Now they'll kick it back out to Hafner. Hafner with the ball, right wing sideline. Back out it goes, Hafner. Hafner down low in the corner there. Upper Iowa back out to Hernser. Left wing side, Reed. Reed, whistle. Stoppage and a foul on the Lakers with 4:53 to go here in the half. Steve Hennigan didn't like that call. 32-25 is the score. Upper Iowa trailing the Lakers. Lakers with a 7-point edge. Free throws now for Nick Reed as the Peacocks are in the bonus. Edmondson comes in to get Okerlund out of the game. Now Xander to the bench. 4:53 to go here in the half. And a 32-25 lead for the Lakers. The first free throw for Nick Reed is good. Reed connects on that one. 32-26, Lakers with the edge. Second free throw coming up for Reed to try to cut it down to a 5-point Laker lead for the Peacocks, and they try to trim away, and that one's good. Another butt nylon for Nick Reed. He hits them both. Lakers walk the ball up the floor. Devin Womack. Now Womack cross half court to that left lane. 4:45 left in the half. Left wing sideline down low in the corner. This is Soper. Throws it right corner. Baseline three. Edmondson off the rim. Contact. Soper went for the ball there as he collided with the Upper Iowa player. And we'll see what they're going to call here as Brooks McCohen not happy with the call as originally. Now both teams will retreat to the benches. Foul looks like on Hilmer for Upper Iowa. We get a stoppage with 4:38 to go. Looks like they're going to review. So we're going to have a review. First one we've had in the games the Lakers have been in this weekend. Referees are going to get this look to see if they can get it right with the instant replay here as they're going to review this call and go over to the big screen, and they're looking at it right now because one of those 50-50 balls, they were jostling down low, and they're looking to see what exactly happened so they can get the call right with 4:38 to go here in the half. The original call, I think, was on Hilmer. We'll see if that is overruled here and given to the Lakers on the foul. It's Laker ball right now as it stands, I do believe. 32-27 Lakers up by five. Now the third official will come in. He'll get a gander at it with 4:38 to go here in this first half of play. In the Midwest Regional, it's the semifinals here at Nickerson Hall. The winner moves on to Tuesday night to the Midwest Region Championship against the winner of the second semifinal tonight, which will be Ferris State and the host, Indianapolis University. 32-27 Lakers right now with a 5-point edge over Upper Iowa. It's been a game of streaks. Lakers had a 17-2 run going at one particular time, and they have not had a what I would call a comfortable lead. They had a 6-point lead. Upper Iowa early on, they had a good streak going, and they had a good run for a while and had a comfortable lead, but the Lakers certainly switched that there with their 17-2 run, 8-0 run at one time as well. And now the official, head official, will come over and talk to Brooks McCohen, the 11th year head coach for Upper Iowa, and it will be Laker ball. So the Lakers call stands. It was a foul on Hilmer, so it's Laker ball underneath. 4:38 left in the half, 5-point Laker lead, 32-27. Womack underneath, kicks it left wing corner on the sideline. Edmondson off to Perkins, back to Tyson. Tyson now will crossover dribble down low on the wing. Now Edmondson, now he'll twirl through the lane. Hernser defends, long pass Womack, and it's over and back. Devin had to try to get that. It sailed over his head, and it's going to be Upper Iowa ball with 4:25 to go here in the half. Upper Iowa in front of the Lakers sideline will inbound it. Hernser gets it off to Hilmer. Hilmer hanging on. Now to Hernser, back to Jake Hilmer, Noah King. Noah King, dribble drive left hand. Now he'll go inside King on Soma. Nice move, twirls through. Tough shot up and in. Down low for Noah King. And it's a 32-29 Laker lead by three. Lake State up by three with 4 minutes to go in the half. Womack, left sideline, Soper. Kingsley Perkins, free throw line extended. Swing pass Edmondson, Soper. Soper on the baseline, fights one up, no good, and a foul on Upper Iowa with 3:54 to go in the half. As it will be going to the line for the Lakers. Well, we'll have to wait, and we're going to pause and come back as we get the under four media timeout coming up. 32-29, Lakers up by three. We'll pause as well. Back in 1 minute. Lakers by three from Indianapolis in the Midwest Regionals. You're listening to Lake State Men's Basketball, News Talk 1400. The Laker men have a 32-29 lead over Upper Iowa with 3:54 to go here in the first half of play in this Midwest Region semifinal. Three-point Laker lead. Hunter Soper will go to the charity stripe here after a foul on the Peacocks before the under four break. And Soper to the line for the Lakers, a three-point Lake State lead, 32-29. Hunter Soper, first free throw, up the front of the iron and no good. He'll try another one here. Free throw shooting at times a little iffy, even down the stretch, and the Lakers won that game. They, yesterday against Walsh, struggled from the charity stripe to put it away. Out the back iron, no good, he misses them both. Rebound, Nick Reed. Now he gets it to Hilmer. Hilmer brings it down, 3:45 left here in the half. Jake Hilmer drives the lane, whistle, offensive foul on the Peacocks, and the Lakers will take over, and McCohen is absolutely incensed on that call. Offensive foul on Upper Iowa, Laker ball with 3:43 to go. Tyson Edmondson on the inbounds here in a moment for the Lakers. Now it will be Womack, the junior point guard, left wing side, left corner. Baseline, Edmondson, Soper, bounce pass to us. Kingsley Perkins, who stuffs it with two hands for the dunk, and a 34-29 Laker lead by five. Now across half court, Jake Hilmer. Hilmer kicks it over left wing side, Nick Reed. Reed back out to Hilmer. Now Noah King. King with the ball up top. Down low on the wing, Hernser. Hernser around Soma, tough shot, no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line. 3:11 to go here in the half. Foul on the Lakers. Andy Soma's second foul of the game. Sending number four for Upper Iowa, Kyle Hernser, the 6'5 sophomore forward to the charity stripe for the Peacocks. 34-29 Lakers. First free throw, that's good. 34-30 Lakers. As number four, Kyle Hernser back to the charity stripe. He made the first one. Here's the second. That's good. Three-point Laker lead, 34-31, and they'll get Hernser out of the game. Number six, Ethan Steinbron, will come in, the redshirt senior from Westgate, Iowa. 6'11". He's beefy. Thick young man at that frame of 6'11". Lakers now bring the ball down, and I don't know why he's in to try to stuff the lane for Perkins not to be so freewheeling in there. Now this is Womack. Womack up top. Devin with the ball, stops and pops. Fadeaway three, no good. Rebound, Nick Reed into the hands of the Peacocks. They'll bring it down. Down by three, 34-31 Lakers. Hilmer. Hilmer drives the lane on Soma. He'll stop, pop on the wing. Tough shot, no good. Rebound, Steinbron, no good. Rebound, Lakers, Soma. Soma off to Womack. Womack, Devin Womack brings the ball down, gets it off to Hunter Soper, back, free throw line extended, Kingsley Perkins back to Devin. Womack with 2:20 to go in the half and a 34-31 Laker lead. Now Womack dribbles to the left hand, kicks it off to Kingsley outside. Now Soma back on the perimeter up top, Soper on the low block, Perkins stops, pops, and that's good as he rattles it in on a baseline runner. It's 36-31 Lakers. 2 minutes to go in the half. Hilmer now, whistle on the play. Steinbron colliding there with the Laker player Soma. I think Soma might have gotten his third foul there. It is Andy's third. Steve will get him out of there. Xander Okerlund's going to check in for the Lakers. And a 36-31 Laker lead. And there goes Ethan Steinbron to the charity stripe, as Andy will leave with those three fouls. 36-31, Upper Iowa trailing the Lakers. Lakers with a five-point lead. Ethan Steinbron at the charity stripe. First free throw out the back iron is a front half of a 1-1. The rebound goes to the Lakers. Xander Okerlund. Okerlund to the left wing sideline. Okerlund, Devin Womack. Womack up top. Free throw line extended, Perkins. Right wing side, Soper. Soper, free throw line extended, Edmondson. Tyson low runner in the lane, up and in. Strong first half for Edmondson, 38-31 Lakers. Right wing side, down low, Hilmer. Hilmer on the baseline, underneath the basket. Steinbrons right there, shot blocked, but he gets it back up and into the putback. Perkins deflected the first one away from him, but Steinbrons grabbed it and put it back up and in. 38-33, Lakers by 5, minute 15 to go in the opening half. Free throw line extended from way downtown, off the back iron for Edmondson. The rebound goes to Steinbrons. Now it's Austin Hilmer. Hilmer brings the ball down. Hilmer kicks it off now to Noah King. King hanging on, free throw line extended, puts it up off the front half of the rim, and the rebound goes back to the Lakers. Under a minute to go in the half. 38-33, Lakers with a 5-point edge. Devin Womack brings the ball down. Womack, crossover dribble around Noah King. He stumbles, loses the ball. Perkins tried to save it. Upper Iowa ball up by 5, 38-33. 46.7 seconds to go in the half. Herakow will check in. Timeout by Upper Iowa. Adam Herakow will be checking in here in a moment. And a 38-33 lead for the Lakers. They have led a good portion of this half, but not comfortably. Nino Carter-Smith will check in as well. That's probably conserving fouls. Bring a couple bench guys in for the waning seconds. 46.7 seconds to go, and a 38-33 Laker lead. Not comfortably, but they have led steadily for the course of this half, for a good portion of the half. Been a game of runs. 46.7 seconds to go in this Midwest Region semifinal. 38-33, Lakers up by 5. Upper Iowa ball coming out of the timeout. It was a Peacock timeout. Austin Hilmer on the inbounds. Now Hilmer will inbound it to his brother, Jake. Nino Carter-Smith will defend. Herakow's out there with Womack, Soper, and Perkins. Cross half court, there goes Jake Hilmer. Hilmer down low. Hilmer rotates back up top, 38 seconds left here in the first half. On the right sideline, Hilmer. Hilmer underneath, stumbles out of bounds. And a whistle on the play as Nino Carter-Smith tried to strip the ball. Goes out of bounds. It will be Upper Iowa ball underneath the Peacock basket. No foul on the play. Just knocked it out of bounds. Now they'll kick it out, Steinbrons. Steinbrons, Jake Hilmer. Baseline runner over Carter-Smith. Off the iron, no good. They rebound. They battle the putback up and in. Jake Hilmer was poked in the eye or in the face area there as he hit that shot. Cuts it down to a 3-point Laker lead. Lakers going to play for the last shot. Shot clock's off. 14 seconds left. 38-35 Lakers. Devin Womack. Womack with the ball. 8 seconds to go. Womack going right at Steinbrons. Puts it up the right hand. Tough shot up and in. 40-35 Lakers. Half court shot for King. And that's good. Does it count? They say it does. And it's a 40-38. Noah King hits a half-court buzzer beater, and it's a 2-point Laker lead at the break. Womack with a tough shot on the right hand on a reverse layup, and then Noah King from half-court, it's a 3, and it's a 2-point Laker lead at halftime. Lakers 40, Upper Iowa 38. We'll take a 3-minute timeout and come back with the first half stats and much more as the referees will review to make sure that King released the ball in time. I think he did, and it's a 2-point Laker lead at the break if it stands. We will be back as the Lakers lead 40-38 over Upper Iowa in Indianapolis. Back in 3 minutes on News Talk 1400. Only a 2-point lead at the break, but it's a Laker lead, 40-38 at halftime, as Devin Womack hit a big nice reverse layup as he hit that in the waning seconds of the first half, but then Noah King, the Upper Iowa guard, came across half court, and he wasn't even across, about right at half court. He did release it in time, and it was nothing but nylon, a 3 from center court, and a 40-38 lead at the break as King hit the three as the buzzer would sound. And the Lakers lead Upper Iowa 40-38 at halftime. Here's the first half stats of the game. For the Lakers, they're led in that first half. 13 points from Tyson Edmondson, 12 points from Kingsley Perkins, and Devin Womack with three in the first half. 5 points from Omar Suleiman in the first half. So other than Suleiman, it's the Ipsy three that's been getting it going. The three players from Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor here on high school. And 13 points from Edmondson, 12 from Perkins, and 10 from Womack leading the way for the Lakers. They have 40 points, 5 points from Omar Suleiman. They're the only four that have scored in this game for the Lakers here in this one. First half of field goals we'll get to in a moment. For Upper Iowa, though, Jake Hilmer leads the way with 14 points for the Peacocks, 7 points each from Nick Reed and Noah King. Six from Caleb Delzel. He's on the bench in foul trouble. He has three fouls for the Peacocks. And then two from Kyle Hernser, two from Ethan Steinbrod in that first half of play. The first half field goals for Upper Iowa, they were 42.9% from the field, 15 of 35. Three-point field goals, 26.7% from beyond the arc, 4 of 15. Free throw shooting, 80%, 4 of 5. For the game. For the Lakers, 17 of 30 from the field, 56.7%. 3-point shooting, 36.4%. They hit 4 of 11. Free throws, 2 of 4 for 50% for the game. Biggest lead for Upper Iowa was 9 for the Lakers, 7. Best scoring run, 12 by Upper Iowa, 14 by the Lakers at the halfway point of the half. Lakers have led time with the lead. The Lakers have had the lead 13 minutes and 1 second. Upper Iowa's 5 minutes and 17 seconds, so it has not been a comfortable lead by any stretch of the imagination. Lead has changed hands twice. Game has been tied once. Turnovers, 16 by Upper Iowa, 6 by the Lakers. Points in the paint, 20 by the Lakers, 16 by Upper Iowa. Lake State with 7 second chance points, 9 for Upper Iowa. Fast break points, Peacocks with 7. Lake Superior State with 5. Bench points, 5 for Lake State, and 2 for the Peacocks. And right now it's 40-38. Lakers in the lead over the Upper Iowa Peacocks here at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis in the Midwest Regional Semifinal. The winner moves on to the final on Tuesday night at 7 against the winner of the second game between Ferris State and the host school, the Indianapolis University Greyhounds. That will be in the semifinals. Now, Ferris State controlled the game with Northern Michigan in the quarters last night, winning the finale of the quarterfinal games in the night sessions. Indianapolis won the 5 o'clock game and beating William Jewell. They had a huge lead at the half. William Jewell able to close it out, and it ended up a Greyhound win by 6 points of the top seed, of course, in Indianapolis University. And, of course, Upper Iowa play the Lakers. They upset the Kentucky Wesleyan Panthers yesterday, able to beat the second-place team of the GMAC in the seven-seed Peacocks, giving the Lakers all they can handle. Lakers, of course, came from behind to beat Walsh, the three-seeds, and get in this game. And right now it's the Lakers 40 and Upper Iowa 38 here at halftime. We will take another three-minute timeout, come back to Nickerson Hall in 3 minutes. More halftime here as the Lakers lead by 240-38 over Upper Iowa. You're listening to the Midwest Region Men's Basketball Division II semifinals. Lakers lead Upper Iowa 40-38 at the break at Nickerson Hall on the campus of Indianapolis University. Back in 3 minutes on News Talk 1400. Back at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis, the Lakers with a 40-38 lead right now over the Upper Iowa Peacocks. I heard some sad news yesterday. I heard the Pocket Rocket Matt mention it, and I reached out to, you know, unfortunately having to confirm it, and that is former Laker. I remember he was a great Laker back in the 90s with the hockey team. I remember he scored 30-plus goals 1 year. Sean Tallier, I got word, passed away, and you know, that's two former Lakers in the last month. We lost Blaine Locker, of course, a tremendous goaltender for the Lakers. And I heard Sean passed away, and Matt mentioned it last night during the Laker broadcast against Bemidji State over on today's Hits 95 Yes FM. And my thoughts and prayers go out to the Tulare family, all of the, of course, friends of Sean. And I know the Sioux AAA Indians are hurting right now. Zeke Canisto, Big Daddy Corbier, and dapper one Dan Lasley, and of course Jerry Harwood. Sean coached with the Indians back a few years ago, and I know they really respected him, and a great coach, and they're hurting as well. And thoughts and prayers, of course, to the Tulare family and everybody that knew Sean. Tremendous guy. He is one heck of a Laker, won a national championship, probably should have won another national championship. He put the puck in the net against Maine, and never, if we didn't have replay back then in Milwaukee, maybe they would have won, or at least it would have tied the game in that controversial game. But Sean was just a tremendous hockey player, and I had him on Coach's Corner when he was coaching the Indians, and just a gentleman. And again, sad to hear that, and again, thoughts and prayers to the Tulare family on that. We will have the second half of Laker men's basketball coming up. They're up by two over Upper Iowa. And we'll take a two-minute timeout and be back here to Indianapolis on News Talk 1400. Second half looming from Indianapolis in the Midwest Regional Semifinals in men's basketball. Lake Superior State with a 40-38 lead here at the break over the Upper Iowa Peacocks. As we're set for the second half, as the Lakers will take on Upper Iowa here for the second half. They'll switch ends. Lakers will move from right to left, as seen on your radio dial, for the second half, and they will get the ball to start the second half. It will be Tyson Edmondson on the inbounds, Devin Womack, Kingsley Perkins, Hunter Soper, Xander Okerlund, the five out there for the Lakers. Left wing side on the perimeter. Free throw line extended, Perkins. Perkins hands off. This is Womack, swing pass left wing side, Soper. Back out to Devin. Devin on the right sideline, Okerlund in the wing, down low on the block. Perkins to a streaking Soper up the right hand and in. Good ball movement there. We get another Laker on the board, as they have five Lakers that have scored. Soper's first 2 points of the game, 42-38. Lakers by four. King underneath. El Twirl in the lane, a pass deflected off two different players. See, last touched, I think it's off a Laker. It's going to be Upper Iowa ball, 19-25. Left here in the second half, we've played just about 35 seconds. Now it's Delzell with the ball. Delzell powers his way inside, right hand shot, no good. And they're calling a foul here on Lake Superior. It's on Perkins. Kingsley Perkins with the foul, and Delzell to the line. It's the first foul on Perkins on the day. 19-20 left here in the half, and a 42-38 lead for the Lakers. Now Delzell puts up the first free throw off the rim, no good. Remains a 4-point Laker lead, 42-38. Dave Watson here at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis. Broadcast engineer Tiffany Stratton working her variable resistors for us back at the News Talk 1400 studios just outside the city of Sault Ste. Marie. Second free throw off the back iron, rebound Lakers. Soper kicks it off to Womack. Womack now off to Kingsley Perkins, right sideline up top. It's Soper about a foot outside, 2 feet outside that three-point arc. Now free throw line extended, Perkins. Perkins to Womack from way downtown over Reed. Off the rim, no good. Delzell with the rebound for the Peacocks. Off to Noah King. King will bring the ball down. He'll dribble drive left hand on Edmondson. He'll turn, spin, shot, no good. Rebound into the hands of Nick Reed for Upper Iowa. Chains hands a couple times. Now Reed with the ball. We get a whistle. See what they're calling here. 42-38 Lakers, 18:44 to go here in the half. Foul on Okerlund, and that's Xander's third foul of the game. Upper Iowa will inbound it. It was away from the basketball. 18:44 to go in the half. 4-point lead for the Lakers. Peacocks now in the inbounds. This is Jake Hilmer in the right corner on the baseline. Dribble drive up top. He'll roll up top with it. Okerlund will defend. Crossover dribble. Step back three. Off the iron. No good. Edmondson could not hang on to the rebound. Nick Reed. Fresh shot clock. Hilmer back to Reed. Reed now with the ball right side on the wing. Back out to Jake Hilmer in the backcourt. Reed hanging on to the ball. Under 10 on the shot clock. He turns it over. The bad pass. Soper with a good steal. Picks it off now. Edmondson to Womack. Womack now kicks it back out to Tyson. Tyson to Soper, left wing side, Hunter on the wing. He'll bounce pass in the low block. This is Kingsley. Perkins underneath. Perkins with the hook shot up off the rim and in for Perkins as he connects. And it's a 44-38 Laker lead with 18, make it just under 18 minutes left in the half. Hilmer, Jake Hilmer back out to Noah King. Noah King for the Peacocks, defended by Soper. Dribble drive left hand, he rolls off a screen. He'll drive the left lane, King underneath. Soper stays with him. Baseline runner, he gets the pass rather to Hernser. No good, rebound Lakers. It's Perkins off to Edmondson. Edmondson now kicks it off to Soper. Free throw line extended, Hunter takes it to the rack. Bad pass, he should have shot it. It's stolen away by Hernser. Hernser brings it down in transition. He'll slow it up to King. King dribble drive left hand, curls through the lane, puts it off the glass, no good, whistle. A foul called down low with 17:24 to go in the half and a 44-38 Lake State lead. It's on Lake Superior. Perkins, his second foul. He picks up two quick personals. And to the line will be Noah King. 44-38, Lakers at the six-point edge, 17:24 left in the second half. First free throw rattles in for King. Cuts it down to five, 44-39. Noah King at the charity stripe for Upper Iowa. Second free throw is up. That's good. Lead is four for the Lakers. 44-40 Lake State. 17:20 left in the second half. Devin Womack walks the ball up the floor. Gets it left wing side in front of the Laker bench at the three-point arc to Soper. Free throw line extended, Perkins. Swing pass left side, Okerlund for three off the rim. Rebound, strong rebound for the Peacocks. Reed on the outlet to King. King brings it down. King now dribble drive right hand. He drives the lane. He looks, kicks it back out to Reed. Reed now up top, guarded by Womack. Nick Reed drives the left lane. Low bounce off of the Womack. Whistle. He draws the harm as they tried to say it should have been a jump ball, but they call a foul on the Lakers. And it is on Womack, his second. 16:53 to go in the half and a four-point lead for Lake Superior. Upper Iowa sends Nick Reed to the charity stripe. Big Steinbron's going to come in, and the first free throw up and in, down to a three-point Laker lead. Austin Hilmer checks in. Hernser will leave, and Delzo will leave. They get the big Ethan Steinbron back in. Yeah, he is a load. 6'11", 245 listed. Free throw, good. Connects on both of them. It's a two-point lead for the Lakers, 44-42, 16:45 left, second half. Xander Okerlund. Okerlund with the ball up top, little crossover dribble, drive on Steinbron. He'll kick it right wing sideline. Soper down low on the block, Perkins. Perkins, baseline, he'll drive inside, puts up the hook, shot it in for Kingsley. 46-42, Lake Superior, 16 and a half to go here in the second half. Hilmer now with the ball, dribble drive right hand. Now he'll twirl through the lane. He'll look. Now Jake turns it over. Good defensive play by the defensive player of the year in the league. It's Perkins. He'll get it back off to Womack. Womack up top. Whistle on the play. We got a foul away from the basketball. Okerlund went down to the ground. It's on Jake Hilmer. That's his second with 16:12 to go in regulation. 46-42 Lakers. Edmondson on the inbounds for Lake Superior, make that, they'll inbound it on the far side. It will be Okerlund to do the honors. And the coach for Upper Iowa, who's been rather upset all day long, Brooks McCohen. And McCohen not happy with the referee, said he was getting too close to the sideline there, away from the coach's box. And he's had a kind of a love-hate, mainly hate relationship with the referees all day. Now up top, Edmondson for three. That's good. Up top, a little shaded to the left side for Tyson. 49-42, Lakers with the lead. Hilmer now, right wing side, floats into the right corner of the baseline. Nick Reed. Reed, corner three off the baseline. That's good. Nick Reed, and it's 49-45. Lead back to four for Lake State. 15:45 to go. Cross half court, Devin Womack, dribble drive right hand. Down low, Womack, nice bounce pass underneath Perkins. Perkins now swings it out. This is Soper. Soper loses the ball. They went for the steal. Womack. Womack, left wing side, Okerlund for three. That's good for Xander from downtown. Lead is 7, largest Laker lead in a while, 52-45, 15-20 to go. Now it's Nick Reed. Reed, now out to Noah King. King, back left side for 3 from way downtown, and he drains a 3. They're trading trays in Indy. 52-48, Laker lead 5 with 15 minutes to go. Womack brings it down. Left wing side on the perimeter, this is Soper. Hunter Soper, free throw line extended for Lake State. Now Perkins. Perkins, Edmondson, up high on the post right side. Stops and pops out the back iron. Deflects off King into the hands of Jake Hilmer for the Peacocks. Here comes Upper Iowa. Dishes it off to Nick Reed. Reed down low. Reed whistle. He gets entangled over there. Edmondson was in there as well. We get a stoppage. It looks like we have a break in the action. And both teams retreat to their bench. It's 52-48, Lakers by 5. And we'll pause as well as we have a media timeout in Indianapolis. A 52-48 Laker men lead. And we're back in 1 minute on News Talk 1400. 4-point Laker lead with 14:46 left in the Midwest Regionals in the semifinals in Indianapolis. Laker men lead Upper Iowa Peacocks 52-48. 14:46 left here at Nickerson Hall in the second half. Lakers will come down, and Upper Iowa will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Out of the timeout, they'll lob it to Steinbrunn. Steinbrunn, left wing side. Now he'll get it to Jake Hilmer. Left wing kicks it out. Delzo's open for 3. Off the rim, no good. Free throw line extended. Rebound Lakers. And it's Adam Herakow into the game. The young freshman kicks it off to Devin Womack. Womack brings it down to Herakow. Now Adam with the ball. Herakow hanging onto it. Swing pass left corner in the baseline. Okerlund. Okerlund rotates up top of the wing. Delzo defending. Back out it goes to Edmondson for the Lakers. Lakers now have Kingsley Perkins hanging onto it with 14:15 to go. Perkins up top, a little step back shot up and in. A little floater on a jumper at the charity stripe over Steinbrunn. And it's 54-48, Lakers by 6, 14 minutes left. Hilmer now with the ball. Steinbrunn comes up for a pick, and that's a semi making that pick. Now underneath, here's Steinbrunn, dribbles once. He gets the hesitation from Perkins to blow by him, up and into the right hand, back to a 4-point lead for the Lakers. 54-50, 13:45 left. Cross half court, Edmondson. Right sideline, Womack. Free throw line extended, this is Okerlund. Swing pass, Herakow. Herakow hangs onto it, Okerlund. Okerlund up top, low dribble drive, right hand. He'll direct traffic, he'll look for a screen. Free throw line extended, Xander for 3, and that's good from downtown. 57-50, Laker lead back to 7, 13:20 to go. Now Hilmer, crossover dribble in the lane, over Perkins, tough shot off the front half, and the rebound goes back to the Lakers, Okerlund. Okerlund brings it down. For the Lakers, this is Xander Okerlund. Wait, stopped his dribble. Charity stripe, Perkins, hands off to Womack. Now Devin, right wing side, Womack kicks it off. Now Womack hanging onto it, rather. Bounce pass, Edmondson. Now he was running out of real estate and turned it over. He really didn't have anywhere to go. Here comes Hilmer in transition. Blocked by Womack. Picked up by the Lakers. And McCohen wanted a foul. The Upper Iowa coach, he's not going to get it. Womack drives the lane on Steinbrunn. Up and in. Tough shot. Could have called a foul there. Devin with the shot. Should have been a 3-point play. Lakers will take the 9-point lead. And McCohen wants the timeout. And he's frustrated. 59-50, Lakers at the lead with 12:40 to go here in the half and in the ball game. Lakers up by 9 here in Indianapolis in the Midwest Regional semifinals. They've led a good portion of the way. Hasn't been comfortable, but they've led. This is probably the most comfortable they've been in a while. Largest lead they've had in a while, which is 9, 59-50 here in Indianapolis. Trying to get to the Midwest Championship game in the Midwest region, where they would take on the winner of the 7:30 tip between Ferris State and the Indianapolis University Greyhounds, which will be, of course, following this game here at Nickerson Hall. 3 days of basketball in 4 days. Tomorrow is a break day, as a breather day, as the day of rest, if you will, and then they would have the Tuesday night tilt, whoever wins this one, taking on the winner of the second game between Ferris and Indianapolis. And of course, the winner of this region goes to the Elite Eight in Evansville, Indiana at the Ford Center, with the winners of the other various regions in the Elite Eight. That will take place in a few weeks. And now the Elite Eight, I think, takes place the weekend of the D1 Elite Eight and Sweet 16 that they have. Of course, the national championship on CBS network television. The day of the day of the Elite Eight for D1, as if they typically do it. And now this will be Austin Hilmer in the inbounds. 12:40 to go here in the ball game, and a 59-50 lead for the Lakers. Upper Iowa with the ball, Noah King. Now King hanging on to it, Dilsel. Dilsel gets it over to Austin Hilmer, down low on the block. This is Nick Reed, who make that Hernser. Hernser, whistle on the play. He had Soma defending. They haven't had Andy in the game in a while because he has those three fouls. Now he has four. Take him long. 12:26 to go in the half. And yeah, it was a mismatch, though, with Hernser there in the low block. That's his fourth foul for Soma. They lob it outside. They can go across half court because it's not over and back because they started on the inbounds underneath the basket. Now Nick Reed kicks it back out. Noah King. King now up top. Swing pass Hernser. Back to King. King dribble drive left hand. King twirling through the lane. Harakow's on him. Puts up a shot and in, and the foul. 59-52. Lakers in the lead. Harakow with a foul. Not much Adam could do about that. That's just a tough shot. That's just a good play by a good basketball player. Noah King. We talked to, you know, about the fact that Jake Hilmer's their top scorer, but Noah King is the locomotive that runs this team. I mean, he's really a good basketball player. Hit that center court shot. Great ball handler. He really has excellent footwork. King has been outstanding in this game. Three-point play connected for Noah King. Just a sophomore at 6'2 from Caledonia, Minnesota. And now across half court, Soper for the Lakers, 59-53, Lake State with the lead. Hunter Soper. Soper drives it on King. Nice move up and in with the right hand for Hunter Soper. 61-53, Lakers with under 12 to go. Cross half court, Noah King. Now King. King stops, kicks it over. Now Hernser. Hernser underneath. Right hand up and in. Nice play by number four, Kyle Hernser. 61-55, Lakers with a six-point lead with 11:35 to go here in the half. Now Soper. Soper now for the Lakers. 61-55, Lakers to Harakow. Harakow down low. Dribbles down low around Dilsel, out of angle, kicks it out right corner. Soper up and in for three for Hunter Soper. Lakers want a timeout. What a play by Harakow. I really like this young freshman. I'll tell you what, he's got a high ceiling, and he's getting a little more minutes today because of some fouls. And what a good play to facilitate the ball to the corner and find the open man. He backed his man underneath the basket, and he turned and kicked it in that corner. I really like Adam Harakow, this young freshman from Edmonton, Alberta, and he's given good minutes here. That was a big three by Soper. Gets the lead to nine again, 64-55, 11:21 left here in the ball game here at Nickerson Hall, and Lake State has the lead by nine. A nice play by Soper and a big three that Lake State needed here to get the lead back to nine, 64-55. Dave Watson here at the Midwest Regional Semifinals. Lakers by nine over Upper Iowa. Broadcast engineer Tiffany Stratton working our variable resistors back at the News Talk 1400 studios just outside the city of Sault Ste. Marie. And a nine-point lead for Lake State right now over the Upper Iowa Peacocks here with a timeout on the floor by Lake State here in this one. Lakers able to get here with a come-from-behind win over Walsh. They have led a good portion of the way, but not comfortably against Upper Iowa. The Peacocks upset two seed and second place finisher in the GMAC, and being Kentucky Wesleyan yesterday in the second game of the four game day to open up this regional. And Upper Iowa, the seven seeds out of the Great Lakes Valley Conference, second place finishers to Indianapolis, the top seed in this region. And they finished second in the GLVC to Indianapolis. And right now, 64-55, Lakers in the nine-point edge with 11:21 to go here in Indianapolis. Dilsel with the inbounds, gets it off to Noah King. Lakers have Soper, Okerlund, Edmondson, Womack, and Perkins, the five out there. And now they kick it back outside. This is going to be Jake Hilmer. Hilmer down low in the paint. He'll turn, look, kicks it down low on the baseline. Hernser waits, puts it up. No good, but a foul on Perkins. That will be his third at 11:04 to go. And a 9-point Laker lead, sending number four Kyle Hernser to the charity stripe. Hernser has had a nice game today too. Lakers have done a nice job on Jake Hilmer after the first few minutes when he was hot and hit some big shots. It's been Noah King and Hernser since then. Hernser hits the first free throw. Lead is back to 9, 64-56 Lakers with the lead. And we'll make it 8, and now it's 64-57. Hits both free throws, does Hernser. 11 minutes to go. Lakers lead 64-57. Lake State across half court with the ball, Devin Womack. Womack, left wing side. Back out midcourt, Kingsley Perkins. Perkins to Soper. Soper hangs on to it. Lynn, his pass, it's turned over. It was telegraphed and deflected by Noah King. King underneath, trailing through the lane, and it's blocked by Soper as he gets it back for the Lakers as they kick it off now to Edmondson. Now back to Womack. Womack around Reed, whistle on the play. And no shot on the play. They'll call a foul on Nick Reed and the Peacocks. And underneath, Lake State on the inbounds. Coach Hennecke barking at that referee and wanted that shot to count. Now it's Womack on the inbounds, or at least wanted a shooting situation. Now back out to Edmondson, step back three up top, off the rim, rebound Nick Reed in Upper Iowa. Here come the Peacocks. Hilmer across half court. Hilmer, dribble drive left hand, kicks it on the baseline, Hernser. Hernser powers his way inside over Perkins. Shot no good, rebound Lakers, and Okerlund's tied up there with the Upper Iowa player. We get a whistle and a foul on Hilmer, and McCohen is really trying to contain himself as that's the third foul on Jake Hilmer. He's really frustrated. He really wants to come out of his gourd, but he knows he's got to watch himself. 64-57, Lakers with the lead, 10 minutes to go. They have the ball, Womack. Womack, free throw line extended, Perkins. Swing pass on the sideline, this is Tyson. Edmondson dribble drive left hand, kicks it out left wing side. Womack stops and pops her three off the iron. Went off the back iron, rebound. Hernser, Jake Hilmer. Hilmer driving down low on the wing. Hilmer down low on the baseline over Soper. Underneath, Perkins on him. Now he'll kick it. Hilmer does left corner for three. There's Nick Reed. Big time three. 4-point Laker lead. 64-60 Lake State. 9.5 left. No place for a nervous person. 4-point lead for Lake State. Tighten the belts now. Here we go. Devin Womack cross half court. Now Womack kicks it over. Soper back to Womack. Womack has Hernser on him. Back out to Edmondson. Edmondson powers his way to the hoop, changes hands up, no good, and a foul on Nick Reed with 9:13 left. Reed made contact. That's a nice play by Tyson, who's played a heck of a basketball game here. 64-60 Lakers. That's the third foul on Nick Reed. And to the line for two shots is Tyson Edmondson. First free throw, good. That's going to be critical down the stretch, hitting from the charity stripe. In a game that's been this tight, you have to hit them. Edmondson, second one, that's good. 66-60 Lakers, 9:13 to go. Jake Hilmer walks the ball up the floor. Hilmer, a little crossover dribble, drives the lane around Perkins. He comes back to the charity stripe. He's dribbling around, trying to take the game over, it appears. Down low, Hilmer. Hilmer underneath. This is Hernser. Shot blocked by Perkins. He got all ball. He gambled there with those three fouls, but it paid off. He got a paw on it. Now to Womack. Four blocks he has so far. Thank you, Chase. Now Xander. Xander, left wing side. Up top, left wing over to Soper. Soper on the baseline. He'll lob it back out. Little BB to Edmondson. Runner in the lane. Up and in for Tyson. 68-60 Lakers are the lead. Hilmer now pushes the ball across half court. Nick Reed. Reed hangs on to it. Reed over to the left sideline. Noah King dribble drive right hand. Now he'll twirl through the lane. King now waiting, looking. He'll stop. Step back shot up and in. Boy, he can really make things happen. Timeout on the floor, 8:13 to go, and it's a 68-62 Laker lead as the Lakers lead here at Nickerson Hall, 68-62 with 8:13 remaining. They go up by nine. Looks a little more comfortable. Then the Peacocks come back, trade a shot, maybe hit a three, cut it down to four like they did a second ago. Those free throws by Edmondson are big and are going to continue to be big from the charity stripe in a game like this, as it's been tight, and then you get ahead of them a little bit, and then they close the gap. It's a good basketball team from Upper Iowa. They wouldn't be here if they weren't, and they have played tight with the Lakers all day. 8:13 to go here in this one, and it's a 68-62 Laker lead here at Nickerson Hall, as this is the first regional semi of the day. Ferris State Indianapolis will be next. And of course, the host Greyhounds against the Bulldogs. Ferris State's going to be a tough out. I was talking to Chase Ward back at the hotel after breakfast, and I said, you know what? Indianapolis better be ready for Ferris State. Bulldogs are on a roll. They won the GLIAC tournament. They look good in doing so. They also took down Northern Michigan, the regular season champs yesterday, looked very good in doing so. Controlled that game against a team that beat them twice in the regular season. They're rolling. So that's going to be an interesting one next, because Ferris State has got the mojo going, and they'll take on the top seed, will the fifth-seeded Bulldogs. The only higher seed that won yesterday here in Indianapolis was the Greyhounds, the one seed. 2, 3, and 4 all gone. Now Womack in the inbounds. From Soper, 8:10 to go. Lake State ball, 68-62 Lake Superior. Now Perkins down low, left wing corner. Now he'll go on the low block. Over Hernser, hook shot up and in. Tough shot by Kingsley. That's his bread and butter. You get him down low in that circle, he has soft hands, a nice hook he has, and he has a nice hook shot, and he connects on that one. 70-62 Lakers. Upper Iowa ball, Delzel. Delzel, Soper defending, and a loose ball. Delzel picks it up, back out to Hilmer. Hilmer underneath to Hernser, tough shot up and in. Nice play by Hilmer to decoy himself and dish it off underneath around Soper. And it's a 6-point lead for the Lakers, 70-64, 7:25 to go. But the Peacocks are hanging around. They got their feathers out and they're stretching them out. Lakers now left wing side, Perkins. Perkins with the ball, will shoulder Simeon. Hernser trying to draw the offensive foul, and he did. Boy, Hernser flopped like a walleye in the St. Mary's in Lake Superior. He flopped big time, but he drew the harm, and a foul on Perkins. That's his fourth, and that makes it problematic a tad, as Kingsley will have to come out of the game, and here comes Andy Soma with those four fouls. 7:15 to go here in the half. And then Hernser was ready to do that because he knows the physicality of Perkins, and he flopped big time, but he was able to draw the offensive foul. Noah King in the lane for the Peacocks, 6-point Laker lead. They kick it out. Now back out it goes to Reed. There's a steal, but it's back to Upper Iowa. It's Reed from Hernser who got the ball back for three, and that's big. Free throw line extended. It's a 3-point Lake State lead, and Upper Iowa keeps hanging around. 70-67 Lake Superior with 6:45 to go. It's a tight one here. Left wing side, Womack. Womack up top. Womack, crossover dribble in the lane. Devin twirls through, stops, gets around Delzel. Tough shot up in there with the right hand. Nice play by the junior guard, Womack. Back comes Hilmer in the Peacock. 72-67, Lakers by five. Hilmer hangs onto the ball. Hilmer kicks it back outside to half court. Now it's King. King hanging onto it. Noah King. He has Soma on him. 6:15 to go. Now King, step back. He'll control his dribble to his left side. Now stops underneath to Hernser. Pump fake shot. No good. Rebound Lakers. Soper got a hand on it to Soma. Now Andy dishes it off to Devin. Womack brings it down. 6 minutes left. 72-67 Lakers. Soper up top. Soper hangs onto it. Okerlund. Free throw line extended for Xander. Off the back iron. Rebound. Hernser and the Peacocks. 72-67 Lakers, 5:45 left. Noah King brings it down. King dribble drive left hand. Now on Soma, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Lakers. And that's a huge rebound for Hunter Soper. Soper gets it off to Wolbeck. 5.5 left. Lakers by 5, 72-67. Now across half court, it's Devin Womack. Womack to Hunter Soper. Back over to Devin. Dribble drive left hand. Left wing side. He dishes off. Or Soper off the front half of the rim. Rebound Hernser. Hernser now off to Hilmer. Jake Hilmer. Crossover dribble. Trilling through the lane. Around Soma. Tough shot. Up and in. Lead is 3. 72-69 Lakers. 5:10 to go in the ball game. Devin Womack walks the ball up the floor. 5 minutes left. 72-69 Lake Superior. In the nitty-gritty of this one. Under 5 to go. Womack now right wing side floater up and in. A little teardrop for Devin. 74-69 Lakers. Hilmer brings it down. Crossover dribble out the charity stripe. Jake Hilmer. Hilmer back pedals back outside. Now Hilmer waits. Pump fakes on Okerlund. Tough shot up. No good. Rebound. Soper's there again with a huge rebound. Boy, he's been great in backside rebounding. He gets another one there. That's huge. Now Hunter kicks it off to Womack. Womack brings it down. 5-point Laker lead. Devin now across half court. Looks at Coach Henega. Gets instructions. And the sure-handed junior guard from Ypsilanti will go from there. Left wing side now Soper. Soper twirls through the lane. Tries to get around Delzel. Delzel too much on him. Is a little bit of a size differential. Now Womack shot clock down to 3. Stops and pops off the iron. Chase down the left corner. Soper. Fresh clock. As they get it back out to Womack. A fresh shot clock. For Lake Superior, 74-69. Lakers by 5. Soper down low on the baseline. He's bumping with Delzel. Puts it up and in. Huge shot by Soper. It's 76-69 Lakers. 3:50 to go. Hilmer. Off it goes to Reed. Now Reed gets it off now to Noah King. King around Soma. Little forearm shiver on him, and he puts up the shot up and in. Boy, Noah King's a good ball player. Little finger roll up and in. 76-71, lead is 5 for the Lakers. 3.5 to go. Devin Womack walks the ball up the floor. He'll work it from there to the left wing side up top. Now Womack has Dilzel on him. Devin Womack dribbles the right hand back out to Tyson. Lake stayed up by 5, 76-71. Edmondson kicks it out to Womack. Womack now left wing side. Devin dribble drive inside. Bounce pass to a streaking Soma. Left corner, baseline 3. Edmondson, that's good from downtown. With 3 minutes to go, 79-71. Hilmer driving the lane. He gets around the defense. Little sloppy there. They got caught napping. And the right-hand layup for Hilmer. As they were scoreboard watching maybe a little bit, they were a little too slow to get to Hilmer, and he goes to the reverse layup, 79-73. You have to get back on defense. This game's not over yet. Soper, free throw line extended. Back out to Womack. Womack now hanging on to it. Devin, dribble drive left hand. Now right wing side, Soper. Soper, double dribble. Turnover. Peacock ball. Upper Iowa will get the ball back with a 79-73 lead for the Lakers. And we get a break here at Nickerson Hall. Stoppage and play will pause as well. 79-73. Laker men lead Upper Iowa with 2:35 left. We'll be back in 1 minute to Indianapolis on News Talk 1400. 2:35 left here in Indianapolis in the Midwest Regional Semifinals. Lake Superior State with a 79-73 lead over the Upper Iowa Peacocks. Peacocks have the ball. They'll bring it down with a 79-73 Lake State lead. Jake Hilmer drives the lane, low teardrop up and in. Squeaks over the rim and in. 79-75, Lakers by 4 with 2:20 left. Devin Womack brings the ball down. They'll slow things up and try to work some clock. With a 4-point lead, Devin Womack hanging onto the ball for the Lakers. Lake State 79, Upper Iowa 75 with 2 minutes left. Now Womack hanging onto the ball up top, shot clock down to 10. Womack now looks, a hesitation on Delzel. He'll drive, floats it up, and it's good over Delzel. Nice shot by Devin. He put it up over the much taller 6'9 forward, Delzel, and it's 81-75 Lakers. Now it's Hilmer. Jake Hilmer, left wing side, Noah King. King up behind the post, left side, puts it up off the rim. Rebound, Nick Reed. Whistle. And a foul on the Lakers with 1:40 left. 81-75 Lake State. And a foul goes, I believe, on Soper. Should be his third if it is on Hunter. 1:40 to go. And a 81-75 lead by Lake Superior, sending Nick Reed to the line. Nope, they give it to Devin Womack, I believe. At least they didn't change it on the scoreboard. First one in and out. He misses it, does Reed. Remains a six-point League State lead. 81-75, League State with a lead. First free throw, no good for Nick Reed. Here's the second one. That one's good. 81-76, lead is five for the Lakers. Austin Hilmer will check in. And leaving will be Caleb Dilzel. 140 left. 140 separates Lake State in the Midwest Regional Final. But they have to be smart about it. Across half court, Lake State up 81-76 with 130 left. Womack to Edmondson. Edmondson hanging on to the ball. Edmondson up top. They'll work some clock. Shot clock down to 13. Foul on Austin Hilmer. He got Devin Womack on the wrist. It's an on-the-floor foul. They have fouls to give. And they will inbound it right in front of the Laker bench. Okerlund, Womack. Womack hangs onto it, 120 to go. Shot clock at 15. Devin Womack, dribble drive right hand, 81-76 Lake State, late in this one. Now Womack, he'll try to power his way in, swing pass, corner three at the baseline, air ball for Edmondson, loose ball, they battle for it. Hernser comes down with it, here comes Upper Iowa. Peacocks push it down, 81-76, Lakers of the lead. Hilmer underneath, bounce pass, Hernser. Hernser deflected away by Soper, Laker ball. Hunter Soper, and he's fouled. What a play by Soper. He has been outstanding in this game, especially on the defensive end of the floor with a lot of rebounds. And another steal there by Soper. We might have a clubhouse leader for the Prof Impact Player of the Game the way he's played. And Soper on the inbounds coming up. And really, the Ypsilanti three were the three getting it going, but Soper in the second half has been the story. Womack nearly traveled. He gets it back off to Soper. Soper for the Lakers at 44 seconds left and an 81-76 Lake State lead. They foul there as they got the ball to Soper. Foul on Upper Iowa, and it will send Soper to the charity stripe. Nick Reed, that's his fourth. His fourth for Reed. Andy Soma will check in for Xander Okerlund. He'll play the foul game here because Soma has those four fouls, but Okerlund will leave. Soper, if he hits a free throw here, will put him in double figures. He's been outstanding in the second half. And that one does. But what I've been impressed with here today, as it's been 23, 20, and 18, of course, for the fellas there, the Ypsilanti three, and then you got Soper in there, and he connects on both free throws. But my whole point with Hunter has been his defensive play. Lakers hit both free throws. Soper makes it 83-76. There's a three, no good for Upper Iowa. Whistle on the play, contact underneath. 38.2 seconds to go, and they can feel it now. Lake Superior State looking like they're going to get to the Midwest Regional Final here. Of course, with 38.2 seconds to go, the faithful here, the Laker fans behind us, they can feel it that they're going to get to Tuesday night, and they're up 83-76 as it will be Hunter Soper back to the charity stripe for Lake State. As Soper will be shooting at the free throw line. And again, the story for me with Soper is his defensive play that's really catapulted this team in the second half. Grabbing those rebounds, those backside rebounds, is this, and a couple different steals, and creating turnovers. You know, and he's hit some big free throws here and some big shots, and offensively he's a good player, but you know, he has been the turning point as far as to keep this team steady in the second half to the lead with his defensive play. Soper hits the first free throw, misses the second, 84-76 Lakers. Edmondson steals, back to Soma, and now Okerlund with the ball. 30 seconds to go, and they foul Okerlund, and he'll go to the line, and the Lakers are gonna move on to this Midwest Regional Final on Tuesday night at 7, as they're up 84-76 here with 31.7 seconds to go. They've led this game the majority of the way, and they didn't lead by a lot. They have had up to a 9-point, a couple times a double-digit lead. They can get it to double digits here. It has never been comfortable, but they have led, and they've been steady the whole way. Okerlund hits the shot, 85-76, Lake Superior. Now Okerlund with the second one, and that one's in and out. And Delzel gets it off to Hilmer. Hilmer across half court. Jake Hilmer puts it up. Nice shot. He had to rush. The clock's against them, 85-76. Lakers of the lead. We'll have the Applebee's postgame show coming up here in our postgame show. Final stats, a prop impact player of the game. 85-78, Lakers with the lead here. I leave it up to Lake State if Coach Henega can come over for a second or two. I know they have to get to that postgame press conference, the mandatory press conference. I leave that up to them. And if they want to come over for a minute or two, or just two questions, I am ready and willing to oblige, and I understand they're under the gun because this is not just a, you know, a regular season game and that whole thing, and they have other obligations, but I leave that up to them. 85-78, Lake State with the lead, 25.9 seconds to go, as that's what separates Lake State, 25.9 seconds. That's what separates Laker men's basketball in their first ever trip to a regional final. They have not been there. Steve Henega has won the first round games, 5-5, I believe, is what it is in opening games. He's always gotten to the second round of the regional. It's been that second round game, not able to get over the hump to the final. So they're in uncharted waters. If they win this game here, they'll go to the Midwest Regional Final, and they are going. They're 25.9 seconds away, 85-78 Lakers. They have never been to a regional final, and they're about to go to one on Tuesday night. As Hunter Soper will inbound the ball, 85-78 Lakers, 25.9 seconds left. Soper on the inbounds. He dances around on the baseline as he can do. Now he kicks it into Okerlund. Okerlund double-teamed over there, and he is fouled with 22.8 seconds to go. 85-78 the score. Lakers will have Okerlund to the free throw line after the timeout. We get a timeout on the floor. So Lake State will move on to Tuesday night. We'll be on the air between 6:35 and 6:40. We'll go on early like we did tonight here on News Talk 1400 with our Laker pregame and have the Midwest Regional Final. Lakers are going to be one win away from an Elite Eight appearance. They are never been to a regional final, and they're about to get to one here this year. Workmanlike effort tonight. They stayed the course. I thought the defensive play was better. The backside rebound. Hunter Soper was just tremendous in the second half defensively. It's the little things I look at, and I just think he was outstanding. The Ipsy three got things going early on, and they were outstanding. But Soper, in the second half for me, that was the story. Now Okerlund with the foul from Upper Iowa. They had a foul to give there. Now they're in the double bonus of the Lakers, 85-78. Lake State with a lead with 20 seconds left. Xander Okerlund at the charity stripe for Lake Superior. Okerlund bends at the knees and puts it up, and that's good. 86-78, Lakers with the lead. Upper Iowa will have Caleb Delzel coming in. Okerlund hits that shot a moment ago. We'll have a day off tomorrow. And then back at it on Tuesday night. And that one up and in. Okerlund hits both free throws, 87-78. Now Upper Iowa brings it down. 16 seconds to go. Hilmer. Knocked away into the hands of Delzel. Underneath, they put it up and in. Hilmer hits that shot, 9.9 seconds to go, 87-80. Lakers, Soper into Okerlund. King fouls him. Xander was talking about, you know, we played it in the pregame. He talked about the postgame press conference, how they hadn't played that early in the game against Walsh. That was the earliest they played. He said it was a little bit of an adjustment. He said, but there's pluses to it. He said the fact that they could of course, win that game and then relax the rest of the day and, you know, watch the Upper Iowa Kentucky Wesleyan game if they wanted to and just relax the rest of the day and not worry about anything else. He said that was the plus side to it. He said it just took us a little bit to get our legs going. He said no excuses, but, you know, the fact that, you know, that is the earliest game they played, a noon game. But it had its pluses to it. Okerlund hits the free throw, 88-80, Lakers with the lead, 8-point lead, as Jake Hilmer leaves the game. Hilmer, the, of course, grad student A little emotional as he leaves. 88-80, Lakers 5 seconds away. King up top, in and out. And the rebound goes to Edmondson. There's your buzzer, and the Lakers are moving on for the first time ever into the Midwest Regional Final as they knock off Upper Iowa. Final score here at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis. Lake Superior State 88 and the Upper Iowa Peacocks 80. They led a good portion of the way. Wasn't comfortable at times, but they did what they had to do and played an outstanding game here today, and they win 88-80, and they'll play for a regional championship on Tuesday night at 7 at Nickerson Hall against the winner of Ferris State and Indianapolis University. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back here to Nickerson Hall with the final totals in our postgame show brought to you by Applebee's as the Lakers win this one in Laker men's basketball 88-80, and they're going to their first ever regional championship game. They used to call it the Great Lakes region. It's the Midwest region, and the Lakers get it done here tonight, 88-80, and they'll play in their first regional championship game on Tuesday night. Tori Lindley, the director of athletics at Lake State, goes out to congratulate the players and head coach Steve Henniga, and it's an 88-80 Laker win here in Indianapolis as the Lakers are going to move on here to the regional final game as they'll take on the winner of Ferris State and Indianapolis. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back here to Nickerson Hall. 88-80, Lakers win this one here on News Talk 1400. We come back to Nickerson Hall. Steve Henniga joins us for a quick minute. And Steve, congratulations. Steady job by your kids tonight. And I thought they just stayed the course, and you win by 8 against a tough Upper Iowa team.
Man, you said it. You're taking the words right out of my mouth. Just stay the course. And, you know, first half, again, the possession battle was huge for us tonight, and we lost on that. But thank goodness we won the game. I mean, we hit some timely shots when, you know, things looked a little dicey. They kept making that push. But, boy, it just seemed like we kept having that 4-point lead to 6, 3-6, 3-7, 4-7, right into there. We kind of kept them at bay long enough, and then Pert gets his fourth foul, and you're like, uh-oh. And then, you know, Hunter Soper and Xander Oakland, they don't score the first half, and then you get the box score, and they both had 12 and 10. And then you throw in our three guys from Huron, all had great games. And our bench was great, too. Certainly want to shout out to Adam Herakow and Omar. And Soma's defense has been amazing all season long. And, I mean, our guys that all contributed, couldn't be happier for our team and our program and all the guys that are on this journey with me. It's a blessing, to say the least.
You mentioned the Ipsy 3. They were big early on, but the big thing for me, Hunter Soper, and defensively with those rebounds, that was huge tonight.
Yes, 100%. So it was awesome by him. All of our guys, they were in there, and, I mean, they're crashing guys. I mean, we give up 12 offensive boards, but it felt like 20, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It certainly did.
So, but, you know, late in the game when they had a couple of those misses, that was just huge for us to secure those, and then they had to follow us, and Xander went to the line, and I think he buried most of his free throws. He might have missed one, but huge.
Thanks, Steve, for coming, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday, buddy.
Thank you. Go Lake State.
Yeah.
Thank
Steve Henniga, the head coach of Lake State basketball. Lakers win this one here tonight, 88-80, as they knock off the 7 seeds in Upper Iowa here tonight, as the Lakers with a big win, 88-80. As they knock off the Upper Iowa Peacocks. We'll come back with the final stats and the Prop Impact Player of the Game and wrap it up and close up shop from Indianapolis. 88-80, Laker men win it. Back in 2 minutes here on News Talk 1400. Back at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis here at our Applebee's postgame show, Laker men 88-80, they knock off Upper Iowa, and Lake State for the first time ever will get to the Midwest Region Championship game, and the first time to a region championship game with a win here by 8 over the Upper Iowa Peacocks. Time for the final stats of the game for the Upper Iowa Peacocks. They had 24 points from Jake Hilber, their grad player who was outstanding again here tonight. 24 points for Hilmer, 19 points from Noah King, who was a big story for the Peacocks. I thought he really made them run here tonight. 19 points from Nick Reed, and then 8 from Caleb Hernser, 6 from Caleb Dilzel, and 4 from Ethan Steinbron off the bench for the Upper Iowa Peacocks. The field goal shooting for the basketball game for the second half, Upper Iowa was 15 of 30 for 50%, three-point range, they were 4 of 8, 50%. Free throw shooting, 8 of 11 for 72.7% in the second half. For the game, they were 30 of 65 from the field, 46.2%. From beyond the arc, 8 of 23, 34.8%. Free throw shooting was 12 of 16, 75%. Lakers, they were led here tonight by the Ipsy 3. It was number 23, Tyson Edmondson, or 23 points of Tyson Edmondson, 20 points from Kingsley Perkins, 18 from Devin Womack. Hunter Soper had 12. The rebounds, Soper was 17. He was critical in that during the stretch, especially in the second half. 4 defensive rebounds. That was big time for the Lakers here in this one. Soper offensively had 12 points, 10 from Xander Okerlund, and 5 from Omar Suleiman off the bench for the Lakers. Shooting by the second half, they were 17 of 26. From the field, good for 65.4% from the field. 3-point shooting, 5 of 13, 38.5%. Free throw shooting, 9 of 12, 75%. And also game field goals, they were 34 of 56 for 60.7%. And 3-point shooting, 9 of 24 for 37.5%. Free throw shooting in the game, 11 of 16 for 68.8%. Biggest lead for the Lakers in this one was 9 in the second half. And biggest lead for Northern Iowa back in the first half was 9. Best scoring run was 12 in the first half for the Peacocks, 14 by the Lakers in the first half. The lead only changed hands twice. Lakers, once they had the lead, didn't relinquish it. And once they took it back for the final time, they led the majority of the way, but not comfortably until the waning minutes. The game was tied only once here in this one. Times of the lead, 5:17 for Upper Iowa. The Lakers had the lead 33 minutes and 1 second. Upper Iowa, 23 turnovers. Lakers had 14. Points in the paint, 38-36 in favor of the Lakers. Second chance points, 10-9 Upper Iowa. Fast break points, 11-7 Upper Iowa. And the bench was 5-4 in bench points for Lake Superior. The Lakers move on to the win, 88-80 over the Upper Iowa Peacocks here today in the Midwest Regional semifinals at Nickerson Hall here in Indianapolis, as the Lake State Lakers will move on to the Midwest Regional Final, the first time at a regional final ever for Lake Superior State, as they will get to that first time for Steve Hennega, who certainly has done well in the first round games, but he struggled in the semifinal games of the regional to be able to move on. And it's now time for a Prop Impact Player of the Game, brought to you by Prop Sports, podcast.1230wsoo.com. I'll archive Blue Devil, or Sioux High Blue Devil broadcasts that I do, and Coach's Corners, and any Laker broadcasts I also partake in can be heard at Prop Sports at podcast.1230wsoo.com. I'm going to give the Prop Impact Player of the Game for me, and you could give it to the Ipsy 3, but and they certainly get an honorable mention, but I just think the impact that Hunter Soper made in the second half, so with the steals and the rebounds, we're going to give it to Hunter Soper tonight as our Prop Impact Player of the Game as the Lakers win this one here by 8. Next game preview, Laker men's basketball now moves on to the Division II men's basketball Midwest Regional Final Tuesday night, and we'll have the pregame show. The Laker pregame comes your way between 6:30 and 6:35 and 6:40. We'll start here from Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis, Indiana on Tuesday night. It's a break today, and there will be a break tomorrow, and then they will be back in action to try to get to the Elite Eight on Tuesday night. And we'll have it all for you around 6:40 here on News Talk 1400 and the TuneIn app as well. Thanks to Sports Information Director Chase Ward, Director of Athletics Tori Lindley. I know he's under the gun of coming over and getting Steve Hennega over here after the game. He gets him to the NCAA TV people, and then he gets him over to me for a couple quick interviews. I try to keep it as tight as I can so Steve can get to the locker room and then to the mandatory media press conference, post-game press conference as well. But I certainly thank Chase Ward and Tori Lindley for assisting us here with any helps to our broadcast, and they've been great here for the first couple of games we've had here at Nickerson Hall, and also for Steve Hennega for stopping by as well and joining us in our postgame show. You have been listening to Laker Men's Basketball, the official radio home of Laker Hoops, News Talk 1400. For tonight's engineer, our broadcast engineer, did a tremendous job, as he always does, Tiffany Stratton. I'm Dave Watson, seeing the final score from Nickerson Hall on the campus of Indianapolis University in Indianapolis, Indiana. Lake Superior State men's basketball going to play for a regional championship for the first time Tuesday night as the Lakers knock off Upper Iowa. Final score, the Lake Superior State Lakers 88 and the Upper Iowa Peacocks 80. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.